Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round, that pose she go, that sound to make when she hit the floor,
go boom,
I'm gonna take her to my room, for show, for show,
for show,
for show, I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping,
I'm the king of kings, we fucking with you tonight, man, let's go,
money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash, keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dash, and that's gonna make me dash.
Make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make
it rain,
make it rain, make it
rain,
make it. At the Georgia, I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die, you be cute, LOC, Street Painters, yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKP and T, all the ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog, ain't the frame picks, let's go. And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it rain, tree.
Yeah.
Make it rain, tree.
Where you from?
Make it rain, tree.
Yeah.
Make it rain,
tree. Make it rain, tree.
Make it rain, tree. I'ma make it rain, I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain, I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain,
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why you playing?
Yeah.
I wanna see some cash.
So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 468 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Darling, you going ham, bruh. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't the Frame Pink. Let's go!
Y'all for a nigga made me see in the club. Y'all think I spent, y'all think I spent. These hoes on my dick trying to get a good check. It's cheap by now. Wake up in the morning, hope for the day, go get this money. Go get this money. Feel some type of way when a broke nigga around me, kind of feel funny.
Wow. Bro, nigga, baby, sick. Bro, nigga, baby, sick. Bro, nigga, baby, sick. Let go. Let go. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up! Let go!
Hold up, I'm back home. It's just a fast tone. This little Italian, I'm chucking up her backbone. Don't speak her language, so I order.
No, boy, love what it do, man.
You know the pimpin' strong. You know the max.
Let go!
Stay with a mixed bitch. Ain't on no shrimp shit. With solid face, she want a nigga
with some benefits.
Well, that's me. Go by the name of Ali. But some hoes call me like you. And I'll click on your 6 feet. So that means I'm 580.
Yeah.
Yeah. My nigga, you really safe, so I got girls across the state. Baby, if you're trying to stay, then you don't think you got the weight. Jones!
Y'all for a nigga made me sick in the club, y'all think I stunned.
Y'all think I stunned.
These hoes on my dick trying to get a little check. It's cheap by none.
Bitch, yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
Put on cafe, Sunday night, man. Hold up. Since we looking for the baddest girl, Slim, we gotta play some bad girl shit, man. You feel me? Let's go.
Nigga make her now shit. Better watch your back cause you feel in the club. Shout to get with all shit.
The nigga you broke.
And in my pocket I keep telling.
What they do that radio man? Call in right now 347-934-0318. Yeah.
And I kinda low so first
And that's in Georgia, baby. Okay. Summer's gonna be crazy, man. Vegas, y'all got covers. McDonald's.
Boy, you crazy. But you getting paid now. All these ladies want your baby. Bro, nigga made me sit. Ooh.
Y'all fuck nigga made me sit. In the club, y'all think I stuck.
Y'all think I stuck.
These hoes on my dick trying to get a little chick. Me team by nuts.
Oh. Pull out cafe, baby. Let's go, ladies. Hold up. Hold up. Who shot you in the building, man? We got two camera crews rolling, baby.
Okay,
ain't no need to not standing around and getting a picture. You nigga too small. M-O-N-E-Y. Let go. BKPNT, that's all we're about, man. Money. Yeah.
Baby, I got two jobs. I do this in real estate. You know she get super cheap. Bro, nigga, make her sick. How you in the club, 20 niggas in one bar? I'm higher than a guy in the built without the model. Money, respect, and power.
Let go, let go. We still looking for that baddest girl. Who gonna get that free money, that photo shoot, and the frame piece tonight, man? Go up on that bag of club wall. We ain't done with all the pictures yet either, man. Hold up. Let's go. Yeah. DJ Slim. It's your boy T-Bo getting checked in, baby. Where they do that radio? We live at Athens, Georgia, 468 North Avenue. Lil Scrappy. Yeah. Is that her? CeeLo, is that her? Is that her? No, that's her. Shout it.
Bad.
18, you feel like you the baddest girl in here, baby? Good. Let go.
She got her own crib. She got her own wheel. She got her own flip. So she take her own trip. She got her own swag. She buy her own bag.
She pop a whole tag.
And she so pretty, I just did it, she don't need no nigga. And when she in the club, dog, she buy her own liquor. I mean her own bottle, and held it in the air. She throw the own one, nigga like, hell yeah. Look at her walk, she look just like a diva. If she was a scale, then she'll be up and meet her. You know what she say, money ain't a thing. And when she take me out to eat, she buy the whole thing. And if you train her, dress her, gotta buy her more than water. I think she kinda sort of finer than the one before her. She'd rather ride her own business, slide off in your Hummer. Oh yeah, she smoked that Kush, she don't fuck with that mid. She lives with grown men, she don't fuck with no kid. Can't fuck with that shit, nigga staying with his mama. She'd rather catch a check. Being this a drummer, she too free to let him cuff her. She's a sexy motherfucker. Why you telling her you love her? She'll be moving to another. You got a sidekick. She got an iPhone. Man, I love that bitch. Cause she got her own.
Know she bad.
she bad. Bad. She know she bad.
Artists that are changing the game. And real talk, we want everybody to get their mind right and keep this shit tight, cause this is the urban experience like never before. And we're gonna start this out. We're going for the smokers. Merry Christmas. I'm Scarface. Holla at your boy.
I don't really remember feeling like this. Feeling like this.
Got this love form in my life. And indeed, that's the form of life. Got to change how I'm hanging for love with dreams. Not afraid, not afraid to let you up and leave. Do your thing. We're lost and broke shit. Got by on the right, we're shopping here for props. Came from the block of only buying a crop. Do your thing, Mary Kay. When the world starts to stress you out, what you do? Put a cancer stick off in your mouth. Oh, grab a room, throw the doors, the back remains. Alcohol is killing folks. Do or die. Other people trying to make you bad, but do or die. You in my situation, looking sad. I know I got a two friends in my time and need. All I need. You're natural, you come from seed. I scream, make me happy when I'm in pain. What's the game? Make me happy just to hear your name. Do your name every day.
National artists that are changing the game. The number 347-934-0318. We're going to keep it real, keep it real. I'm going to hit you with, yo, an artist who, yo, I just heard from a while back over last summer. Yo, she's doing big numbers, doing her thing. I'm talking about my girl Key, the track, brand new. Now, for all y'all don't know, this joint here, I don't like to take credit, you know, because it's all about the artist that's doing their thing. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? I did kind of help inspire this track because I actually sent this in to an artist who needed some music, and this is the end result. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful song. If I do say so myself, my girl Key, track is called Brand New. Holla at your boy. That's my girl Key, track called Brand New. Real talk on where they do that radio, it is what it is. It's all about the urban experience, all about these G's doing what they do. Yo, the number's 347-9340-318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. And we're going to definitely keep it real, But, y'all, we ain't done yet. We just getting warmed up. So get your mind right. Get your mind right. Real talk is going down, nigga. It's going down.
You are listening to an FBV Entertainment production.
Birthmark.
Get up.
Go to the
cornerstone.
Spoke to him.
Spoke to him.
Grab me some mint.
That sticky green.
Baby,
that Cali weed. That bubble kush.
What they do, my nigga.
That purple haze.
Bad man, careful.
Damn,
careful.
Yo,
see, sticky green with a few red hairs. Yeah, I'm hiding the bitch. Apologies for blank stares.
Okay.
This here have you waiting for the stop sign to change. I'm so twisted, can't do my timetables, man. 80 still made it 993 octane. That's that Reggie Arizona and that Hawaiian man. Keep that lime green. Mercedes brown for dirty smokers. No mean, no harm, but I don't do Coca-Cola. A lot of deer, we call it mint. Palm G, they call it squeeze. Can't forget that Georgia burn, do it for them southern cheese. You get a southern dish with a southern plate of greens. You know how it go, cause we get the lunchies. Carolina calls it shell, D.C. is lunching. I'm hiding the bitchin', but it's all the same thing. Has the international languages like the sound of money. Not a substitute for God, but love smoking gummy.
That
pushing
green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you vain. That upset will leave you pissed.
We call it mint.
That sticky green.
We call it sweet.
That Cali weed.
Hawaiian bud.
That bubble kush.
No sweet.
It's so mean.
It's broken pork.
That purple haze.
That sticky green.
Will leave you vain.
We smoking green.
That upset.
You know what I mean?
Will leave you pissed. That sticky green. That Cali weed. That bubble kush. It's so mean. That purple haze. Will leave you vain. That upset. Will leave you pissed. That sticky green, that Cali weed,
that
bubble kush, it's so mean.
From Mary Jane, she do her thing. She make my head spin like a fucking hurricane. She fucks with my brain, make a nigga insane. Whole shit in sizes, so I call her by her name. Is that that kush, that piss, that shit you never sniff? I'm ballin' like Swiss while I take another hit.
Hey.
Mary Jane, you so fine. Mary Jane, ooh, baby, I'm so addicted, the flow is so efficient. I keep fucking with you, but your boy might get evicted. Giving you up, Mary, that's not likely. Even though I could never say you like Spidey, but fuck him, I could treat you better than. But if I get pulled, eat you up, Edamins. Mary Jane, look, you fuck with my
money, so my favorite holiday gotta be 420.
That Cookie Green, that Cali weed, that Bubble Kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you bathed. That uppiff will leave you stiff.
We call it me.
That Cookie Green,
we call it sweet.
That Cali weed,
who I am but.
That Bubble Kush,
no see.
It's so mean.
We smoking pills.
That purple haze,
that grippy weed,
will leave you bathed. That uppiff,
nah, I mean.
Will leave you stiff. That Cookie Green, that Cali weed, that Bubble Kush, it's so mean. That purple haze will leave you bathed. That uppiff will leave you stiff.
One, one, two, but maybe even three. Can we fill it on up with a little sticky green? One, one, two, but maybe even three. Can we roll it on up with a little sticky green? One, one, two, but maybe even three. Can we fill it on up with a little sticky green? One, one, two, but maybe even three. Can we roll it on up with a little sticky green?
Yo, y'all need to get y'all mind right, real talk. Yo, we stepping up, we beefing up. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting flame, the national artists that are changing the game. You know what the number is. It's up.
Why we beefing up? Why we
bumping
that? Why we beefing up? Why we bumping that? Why we beefing up?
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is.
J-Dog, what it is, homie? See Fred checking in. Where they do that radio live, man. Big racks. You know what it is, man. Y'all vote that thing, man. See Fred Future non-star at the stand up. S-C-E. Yeah.
Real time. Commercial break, hit you off with, you know what I'm saying, the exclusives, the shit that definitely makes the world go round on where they do that radio. Real talk for all y'all that want to be put on blast. Hey, I'll make you famous, man. Yo, we got over 17,000 listeners live, 22 million in the queue. And yo, if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're being blessed with some of the hottest artists in the game today. And this is where they do that at radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We're finna jump to a short commercial break, come back with more exclusive joints. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do that at radio. Yo.
I'm trying to see the world.
See the world. World.
A baby that's here one way is gonna keep your hand up bluff longer than you need to be here, girl.
What are we keeping our youth? What are we keeping them? What are we saying to our youth?
Nigga, fuck your dreams!
It's revealing a glass ceiling, man.
No matter what we do, and no matter how hard we work at it, man, we have the people we can only go but so far.
In the city he loves the most.
I love A with all my heart.
High school.
We got to stand up together to make this life better.
The majority of racism as blacks are within our own hearts.
Wanting more in life than the streets of the bluff.
Like, sometimes I just, you know, think, go buy a plane, you know what I'm saying, fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the thing right back to the A, you feel?
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane in flight.
Say, you promise me you'll get your head. The head, I know that you have.
Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone. Or I can't
wait to get back to school to drag that trifling asshole. Oh, busted.
Man, this kid's incredible. We need him. Yeah,
being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream. I know, but I don't want to make a decision right now. I ain't ready.
Zerard is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Mom, if everyone likes you so much, why don't you be governor?
Nah, little bruh, that ain't for me. That you could be governor.
For real?
Love.
What happened with you and Jamal last night?
We had a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida. Man, you trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood, you stay in the hood, and you die in the hood.
Now, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, but we be right there. And we be right there. I'm gonna tell you, man. This is always something, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
What the fuck kind of tells about putting your goddamn hands on my mother?
We grown. We grown. Grown things got nothing to do with you.
Hey, hold on, bro. Don't you ever put your hands on my girl, home woman, man.
Hold on, I got
control your woman.
Hey, everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. Well, nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga.
Man, nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Brittany Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher. Rashida. Clayton English. Young Jit. Andrea Pitts. Sierra Gamble. Brandon Wallace. Chris Manuel. John Quill Scott, Marquita Goings, Ron English, Chris Holyfield, 22 Cute, from writer and director Henderson Maddox, 5 days in the A, life, love, and the struggle.
Real talk, it is what it is. Shots out go to my man, Big Boss Man, doing his thing in that movie. 5 days in the A. Real talk is definitely getting ready to go down, and you can definitely catch it on Sky City TV, man. It's going to be on pay-per-view, so don't worry. If you ain't seen it, you're definitely going to get a chance to enjoy the entire vibe. Excellent story, excellent plot. Yo, about a young man definitely breaking his way out of the ghetto to fulfill his dream. Real talk. Yo, real talk. For all y'all don't know who my man Boss Man is, I'm going to let him tell you. Boss Man definitely in the building. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Everybody want to know who Boss Man is. Boss. Everybody want to know who is this nigga Boss Man.
Boss.
I keep hearing this nigga name all on the west side.
Boss.
I keep hearing this nigga name all on the south side.
Boss.
Everywhere I go, I hear this nigga getting it in.
Boss.
I hear this nigga got his sack right.
Boss.
Go ahead and tell these niggas who you is.
Boss.
On the wheel,
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club and big tilt.
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out of my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
Big shoes on the wheel.
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club and big tilt.
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out of my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
The most fools, we don't pull them out there after the fall. Shoes on the wheel got me riding tall. Super tall.
Super tall.
That bitch like
it.
Strong pack cushion got my whole ride
like
it. TRS work for BBS's on my pancake.
On my pancake.
Boss bitch, bitch. Checking my folders.
My folders.
I'm up early in the morning drinking folders.
Drinking folders.
Bitch, I'm all out by my tips like poker.
Rough
big shoes on the wheel.
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club and big tilt.
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out by my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
Big shoes on the wheel.
I'm the fucking boss. boss. All I do is big flip. I'm the fucking boss. I hit the club and big tilt. I'm the fucking boss. Bitch, I'm out of my tilt. I'm the fucking boss. For you robbers, bonk, keep them super soakers. I treat you like some lace and spade on my toaster. I play the ace and the king on you jokers. Got on my Louis linen with my Louis loafers. The leather in my ride, soft wood in your sofa. The chopper spin your ass around like rotisserie. The ice on my body shining so ridiculously. You can see it from a half a mile, literally. Yeah.
Big shoes on the whip.
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club and big tilt.
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out of my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
Big shoes on the wheel.
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club and big tilt.
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out of my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
My pocket's full of green. You would think it was a furry.
Was a furry.
Just call me Harvey.
Call me Harvey.
Side, west side, I'ma eat regardless.
You
bitch, I've been laying down since some daddy boy party. What up, big time?
Big time.
We be playing tennis.
Playing
I be back and forth into them damn low
things.
I'm be going in.
I'm going
I get a little sleep.
I guess that's why my pocket looking like the 12 feet.
Big shoes on the wheel.
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club. And big tilt,
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out of my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
Big shoes on the wheel.
I'm the fucking boss.
All I do is big flip.
I'm the fucking boss.
I hit the club and big tilt.
I'm the fucking boss.
Bitch, I'm all out of my chill.
I'm the fucking boss.
Hey, yo, DJ Small.
Yeah.
Are you ready to break the next one?
Southern smoke.
Y'all know it's summertime in the A right now.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Southern smoke.
I'm out here in Dallas, though.
It's Southern smoke, baby.
What up, D-Town?
Yo, Smalls, let's go.
Summertime. Every day is like a car show. Fresh white feet are on and a pair of cargoes. All I blow is grapes, baby. I don't do those Marlboros. I never went to war, but I swear I got a purple heart, yo. I'm talking barbecues, backyard smoke. Every time I open up the car door. And for them niggas that they hardcore, just know I will get in your grill like charcoal. Six phones on me, got more lines than a barcode. Polo down to the beat, niggas call me Marco. I seen a Darko in the new Mercedes coupe. Cute as Betty Boo in them little Daisy Dukes. So she gotta be a stripper or her man got crazy loot. She say she 28, which means she's born in 82. She let me interview her just like Carson Daly do. And we talked about some things that we can maybe do. Like come and scoop you in the evening when the sky is navy blue.
Okay.
If you want a trick, go to Barnum's and Bailey Pool. But you can be my partner and my lady too. No, we don't go together, but let's just say we do for the summertime. Take her back to the house, now it's condom time. If you see a dope car, it's probably one of mine. Call up my partner Big Hood for some bud and a slut.
Why?
Cause I heard he got a bunch of dimes.
This is summertime shit.
Yeah.
Roll up your weed and relax a little bit. Pull out your wheels and sign a little bit. Take a ride through the hood with you and your bad bitch. This that summertime shit. This that summertime shit, nigga. Big Hood. Tell me, who you know, fresh as high, Christian Louboutin sneakers when I step up in the spot. Ralph Lauren rubber shirt hanging off my back with a dime piece that look like Lauren London just to match. It's the summertime remix. Had to call my boy Sadell, better known as the Prince. From Dallas to Atlanta, I be at the pool party chilling in cabanas with some Latin chicks and they only speak Spanish. Close up the curtains cause we bout to get manners. Do this all the time so I take these things for granted. And I ain't talking about kitchen taps.
Nope.
I'm talking about pretty women with their stomachs at. Rolling up, blowing kush, hanging out the draft tap. Music blasting out the speakers like they had a side cap. And I stay with the cheese, something like a crack pack. When I'm in New Orleans, I go holla at Moosa. And my dude Spitzer.
Woo!
Jets, nigga.
Jay.
Good music, big boy music. Had to make
make it happen. Now all of y'all jamming to this, and you probably fall in love with it. Stupid, and you know I got a dumb aura. Stupid, and I'm something like a badass. Pussy, by the way, free that nigga for the summertime. Hey, this that summertime shit. Roll up your weed and relax a little bit. Pull out your wheel and start a little bit. Take a ride through the hood with you and your bad bitch. This that summertime shit. This that summertime shit, nigga.
Old car, new bra, my girlfriend had with me, give her a minute to cool off. You are not even close, though you tried. No cigars, open jaws, cannabis cards, easy ride. Elko 350, easy ride, smoking West Coast trees when I'm on the east side. In front of the club, but I'm not going inside. Well, just for a minute, see how many hoes in it. Saying to the beast, that's not my piece, she just rode with me. Plus she rode sticky, and good for the occasional quickie. I'm picking bad bitches out, they mix match biggies. Couldn't find the whole set, was in a rush to come and get it. Has word to my jet set fitted. Get these women a few bottles of that pink, but I'm not sipping. I'm in the back, got the stink twisting. Yeah.
Southern Smoke, yay! 2011. The Summertime Remix. Laughing the ghetto high. Boy, Norbert engineering this thing right about now. And if you ain't rolling up something, smoking something real good, or pouring up your Ciroc, champagne, whatever the fuck you drink, I don't know what the hell you doing.
Yo, real talk.
Summertime.
Real talk, you know what it is. It's your boy J Dog coming to you live yeah. on Where They Do to That Radio.
Join the only movement that's smoking now at www.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
Man.
Y'all know what it is, man. Like I said before, man, we're getting ready to get it up, get it in. Real talk, it is what it is. If you out there doing what you do, this is Where They Do to That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, BW, riding shotgun with me, man.
Yeah, I'm out here, J Diggity. What's up? Hey, listeners, how everybody doing? We made it, huh?
Yeah, we made it,
all right?
Man. Yeah, right. We made it, man. That nigga Camper need to get them niggas their money back, man. Real talk, he got folks heated around the world. They like, look here, man. What happens if we miss the rapture and we still here?
He was like, well, this is the afterlife.
Yeah, it's like, y'all don't know what you're asking me for because I ain't going to be here. Well, he's still here, and damn it, these people want their money back because they have been bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. All I'm trying to say is, let's just recap actually what did happen. You know, B-Dub, I'm real interested to see what phenomenon really did happen on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I think something happened. I don't know quite what. But before the night is done, we're going to definitely tap
in. The devil is a liar. That's what it proved.
Yeah, the devil is a big liar. You know, the devil, yeah. Man, he is the king of lies. He is the deceitful.
Pretty much. And deception. Yeah.
Hey, all I'm saying, he's had all them folks.
Remember I came back from New York, I was telling y'all that I seen those big billboards. Somebody, you ready for Christ and all this type of mess.
Yeah, like, I'm ready. I'm ready, Charlie.
Yeah,
I'm,
I mean, that.
I don't think it's going to happen like how you say. That man was just a little too specific for my taste. I'm sorry. Anytime you tell me it's going to happen at 5:39, 20 seconds. Wait a minute. You have little too much information. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm just speculating. Now,
much Nostradamus effect or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm saying, man, you know. It is what it is. But we still here. You right, V-Dub. We still here. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're going to party till the wheels fall off. That's just all it is to it, man. You know, hey.
Pretty much.
I'm living up beat our local. Real talk. It is what it is.
I'm trying to tell
you. I'm trying to get it up.
I went and beefed it up before it all went down. I was just trying to be sure because you never know.
Never know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what did scare me. I can say this on the line. When all the stuff was popping off, right, you know, everybody, you know, they're speculating, okay, this is going to happen, that going to happen. So I'm like, I'm on my P's and Q's in case some strange shit pop off, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking, you know, see if the animal's doing some strange shit. You know, I'm just looking for signs, like, all right, now, if it's going to happen, it's, you know, I'm just being because.
Yeah, the animals will be the first to tell you, yeah.
Yeah, right. Animals
you
getting
the hell
off.
You see a stampede of elephants coming through your subdivision, then, yeah, it's going down.
Real talk. So I'm like sitting there like, all right. So I'm sitting out chilling, you know, got the little pool thing popping off, whatever. And I ended up, right, I didn't know that my daughter had company over. You know how, like, when you got kids, you got to be out for all y'all out there on the air that's got teenagers. You know, teenagers, they don't tell you shit. They just, they're in a mind and a world of their own. But anyway, I walked out of the house, and then when I walked back in, it was this strange person in my house, which scared the shit out of me, you know, because I'm like, all right, you know. Vito, I had to apologize to this young lady, but, man, I'm for it. That shit had me so motherfucking spooked. It's like when I walked in the house, it was no, you know, when I walked out
you
on my deck.
You thought it was Jesus had
showed
up.
Yeah, I thought it was Jesus, man. Like, fuck, man. I'm like, damn, yo. I mean, that's just real talk. I'm just saying, that was my clothes. That was my thing, what happened to me on the 21st. It really had me, like, scared the shit out of me to the point where I'm like, look, I'm for real. I was there alone. And it's just, you walk in your living room, you walk outside, come back, as a strange person in your kitchen. You know, you tripping. Especially, you know, with all this rapture stuff popping off, you really tripping like, man, damn it, yo, okay. But that was my extent, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I was,
maybe some people did. You know, maybe it is some people that's gone. And like I said, maybe we're just still here.
I'm
you
know
good
what?
With it.
Well,
you know?
I'm going to say this.
Because it ain't nothing we can do about it anyway.
Yeah, ain't nothing we can do about it. We missed the boat, damn it. We just
so even if we all dead and talking to each other, it's the same thing we'd be doing any other. You get what
I'm just saying, real talk. It's like that Matrix shit, V-Dub.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
man,
good with
man.
It. It's the same thing that I would be doing anyway. So whatever.
Hey, I feel you. Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm real talk. Mr. Campin, if you out there, yeah, J-Dog said it. Man. That was a dirty trick, man, because you had some real people out there that really was spazzing out. People done sold their homes and bought RVs, none emptied out their bank
accounts.
And
them people might really be gone. Like, I don't know them.
Well, I'm just saying. the same people that said, this is what got me. All right, one dude, and I will put him on blast because, you know, he's crafty. I'm going to say this. This dude said, you know what? Now, if the rapture happens on the 21st, and on the 22nd, we all still here. All of us that gave our money to the church, can we get our money back?
No.
You know, that what he said. He,
no.
It was a legitimate question. It was like, you know, because the only reason, I'm going to be all the way 100, man. I ain't, you know, I ain't really big on the church thing. You know, he was just really open. He's like, you know, I'm just saying. And so, buddy just kind of wagged it off like, you asking the wrong one because I ain't going to be here. Well, he's like, I'm just saying, well, I ain't saying you don't have to be here to get my money back. I'm just saying if I'm still here and shit done happen and I'm the only one left or I'm one of the ones that's still left, I need to know, do the church got a return policy? That's all I'm trying to figure out because I'm going to need that bread, you know, to do some shit. And it was like, I really kind of thought about it. You know, I was, you know, I was in another element, so I'm going to say that. Yeah, I was under the influence of that marijuana at the time, but it kind of struck me as funny. Like, damn, that's something to think about, though, man. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? But I'm just saying, man, real talk, it is what it is, man. We still here. That nigga lied. And so right now, you know, we just got to keep beefing it up and doing what we do, man. Because, yo, we done heard one story. Oh, it don't get no better. We finna hear some more bullshit in a minute now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's finna get thick up in there. But what's been good with your V-Dub, man? How the weekend been popping off with you? What's been good, man?
Oh, it's been crazy, 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 crazy. So much stuff going on. Still need you guys to get in on Fame Exchange. We're trying to get these concerts produced and popping off, and we need you in order to be able to do it. Come on now, open up for the Charlie Boy gang. You know what I'm saying? Reach out to your peoples, your beat makers and your producers and your model teams and all that, and let them know that we got positions available for variety talent to be headliners.
That's
this
right.
Summer on our tours, various cities,
okay,
across the United States.
That's what's up.
That's
what's
basically
up. That's basically it. Real talk, man. Y'all
VIP everywhere we go, everything we do.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be top shelf.
Same thing,
you know.
You know?
It's going to be top shelf. So, I mean, real talk. You know, you're going to come out
nothing
there. You're going to have a good time. Nothing
yeah.
different. You have a good time, great time doing what they do, man. You know what I'm saying? So for all the local artists that's out there that
definitely
went
to... Where they do that at Radio Pool Party.
Real old man, fact, she put it out there, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, what I always put the news out, yeah.
Hey, real talk, we are going to be having a little private engagement pool party for all the artists, you know what I'm saying? We'll have some things popping off out there. And I'm going to hit you with more details on it. It's going to be a pool party, meet and greet type deal. You know what I'm saying? You kick it by the pool, mix the drinks, the whole nine. Y'all come out here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to show you how we're doing it on where they do it at.
Cameras everywhere.
In the BS, go down, man. So real talk. Y'all definitely get at your boy, man, you know what I'm saying? So I can definitely get you locked into that thing because I want all my crews, all my artists up in this thing representing it because, you know what I'm saying, we got the TVs rolling, cameras going to be rolling, the whole nine yards. We want you definitely out here, you know what I'm saying? Now I am going to say this, V-Dub, because I got to. I'm a little paranoid. I'm going to say this now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, my casa is, you know, mi casa, su casa. That's true. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know. Y'all don't come over here and fuck up my boy shit. You know, don't come over here and with you know how I go. You always got certain folks that kind of come with you that you can't take nowhere, but you always end up with them, and they get a little bit too much to drink, and they're the ones that be starting fights and getting thrown out the club, and you know, please. Now I'm gonna tell you like this: do not bring that individual to the way they do to that radio pool party. Not this one. You know what I'm saying? Please, not this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got
place
for them somewhere.
Yeah, we got a place for them somewhere. You know, we'll find some way. You know, I'm just saying. You know, I just got to put it out there. You know, it is what it is. And I'm just saying, man. I remember being young, man, going to parties, man, and it's like it always be that one dude. You know, with females, it might be that one female. You can't never take that trick nowhere because you don't know how to act. But you got to ride. You got, you know, she your homegirl. So it's like, you know. Like Big Les said, you know, you got to take her with you because this bitch got keys to everything. She know how to drive a tractor, a plane. And her famous words are, oh, we going to make it to the house. You know, that's her favorite line. You know, she fucked up, but we going to make it to the house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's her favorite line. You know, I'm just saying, y'all know what it is. Oh, when they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience, all about having fun, doing what they do. It is what it is. Now, V-Dub, I got my man Legion the Legend out there in Kansas, out there on the line. I don't know if you had a chance to actually definitely talk to this dude yet, but you know what I'm saying? I've been telling him a lot about you, what he's doing. Now, this joint off in the run from you is actually a placement track. I am. I'm going to put it out there. Yo, real talk. He's, you know, majors are already looking at, man, Legion the Legend. It's one of the most requested joints thus far. That's on where they do that radio. It's from Legion the Legend. It's called Put It On Repeat. Real Talk, I want you to definitely check this track out and ride up to this joint. I'm going to bring him on the air so he can definitely chop it up because he's got some major stuff popping off in Kansas. So we definitely need you guys.
We would love to come out to Kansas and do something real, 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 real big.
That's what's up. Well, yo, Real Talk, I'm going to let my man Legion the Legend come on this thing with this track called Put It On Repeat. And after that, we're going to bring him on the air and show the world what we're doing to that, man. Real Talk, y'all know what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before, featuring these urban legends. I'm going to call them legends. Yo, the legend in their own right. Legion the Legend definitely is one. Real Talk, it is what it is. The number is 347-934-0318 on where they do to that radio. Oh.
Yeah. feeling all soft inside like hugging. You even hug me while I'm asleep. Can I better bring it back like you though? Plus we kicking it like judo. Crucial, ain't it? Can't explain it, but I play it more than usual. Yeah, I'm thinking the feeling is mutual, and I see you every day. How many I express? How many can I say? I'll be sending you some text messages with the smileys at the end. So when you vibrate in that spot, I'm reminding you again. Play this song and close your eyes and you'll be finding me again. Hear me whisper soft and silent that your body is my wind. When I touch you, I'm alive. I ain't lying, please believe that. This your favorite song, call me up and hear your ring back.
Legion of Legend to join this call. Put it on repeat. Real talk. These artists are not playing. This is where they do to that radio. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Man, it's summertime. Y'all better get your mind right, man.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
Man. Real talk. Yo, B-Dub, how you feeling that joint day by your man Legion of Legend, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get my mic right. Oh, I like that. He's on the line, right?
Oh, yeah, he's on the line. I'm going to bring him on right now, see what's up, seeing what's good. Yo, Legion, you out there holding it down, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with you, man? Hey, I told you, man, the homies, the fans, they're feeling it. I think you got V-Dub's attention, too, man. So what's up?
Appreciate
what's good
that.
With you, man?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Nothing, man, locking in, you know, more songs and things of that sort. I got a couple people that I'm going to be doing some songs with, and I'm going to be premiering the songs on the Where They Do That at radio. So, you know, look for that next week. Everything's still going good with the Chief and song. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, that was up. You know what I'm saying? Like my girl B-Dub saying, man, we definitely looking to definitely see if we can set some stuff up out there in, you know, in your area, in your town, man. You know what I'm saying? So while I got you and her locked in on the air doing what you do, you know what I'm saying? Yo, just kind of let the fans know what's up about how they can get at you. You know what I'm saying? You know, in terms of the new project
Yeah,
is popping
yeah.
out.
Most definitely. You can get at me, email me at legionthelegend@gmail.com, anything you want to email me. The website is teamlegion.info. Music and videos on there also. You can go to YouTube.com/LegionTheLegend. I'm not too much of a Twitter fan, or, you know, a fan of Twitter or whatnot, but Twitter.com/LegionTheLegend or @LegionTheLegend.
It's Legion the Legend?
Yeah, THE.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't spell things with the and DA and I'm getting all that.
Okay.
Spell it correct.
Okay, I got you. Okay, all right, my brother say spell it correct. He's like, man, they taught us that shit in school. I feel
you. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. I would love for y'all to come to Kansas City / Kansas because it is a state line right there, and a lot of people get it.
So you Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, Missouri. Because a lot of people will, they'll run you out of there. If you in Kansas and you, KC, or if you in KCMO and you, Kansas, yeah, you get bounced on.
Oh, okay, okay.
And all kinds of mess. It's kind of like St. Louis and East St. Louis. It's like, you know, Illinois.
Okay.
It's a big difference, but it's not a big difference. If you live
right,
here,
we understand how it goes. We have that issue, too,
yeah,
in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, even in
stuff
Atlanta,
borderline
man,
each other, you know.
Hey, like mm-hmm. they, you know, niggas still trip over parcels of land and what.
Yeah, they do that. They don't own.
That they don't own. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said it's so stupid.
Yeah, I like. Okay, homie. All right, you know, now tell me again how this is relevant to the conversation. But
they don't put in no work in the community.
Yeah, no work. But this is my street. This my hood.
You don't do nothing good for the community.
nigga, you been there for 30 years and you ain't picked up a garbage can of brine this motherfucker.
Right. Yo, you took your own trash out.
Or you take your own trash out.
Yeah.
No, them niggas kill me. Y'all know who y'all is. Real talk. Hey, Vito, check this out. Hey, one of the homies hit me up on an email yesterday. I hope I can get my man Flawless on the line. But check this out. They had this idea that I think would work real good on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, like I said, we have a lot of fun, and we kid and we joke. We talk a lot about everything from weed to politics. But you know what I'm saying? This idea kind of came across. I think it would be kind of fly for just, you know, summer's getting ready to pop off. You know how they say, you know, we black folks, you know, we ignorant. You know, it's ignorant, and then it's ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, it's a difference. You know some folks that's ignorant, and then you know some niggas that's straight up ignorant. You know, it's a difference. And so what he came up with this idea called, we call it the Ignorant Hour. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody that you know that's just for 20, 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? We just let them just go ham, where they just going to be ignorant and just say whatever they feel like fucking saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All across the United
States,
the Ignorant Hour, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't heard some ignorant shit, I'm going to go ahead and just let you know right now. Y'all please send me a Twitter or an email to thegamershome36@yahoo.com. And we are looking for a potential host for this show. So, you know what I'm saying, based on the comments, questions about, you know, really what's ignorant. And it can be anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all know, for all y'all know on where they do to that radio. I'm not sanctioned by the FTC and FCC. So pretty much, for all y'all who don't know what that means, J-Dawg pretty much is letting you know that on the air, it really goes like this. You know what I'm saying? I can kind of get away with a lot of shit and kind of can really just, you know, go where I really want to go with a lot of it, man. So, you know, I'm bar none. So when I say bar none, yo, you know, just send me some ignorant shit, and we're going to see if we can definitely reflect on it and see what's up, see what's happening. Because, I mean...
Can I kick off the ignorant?
Yeah, you can go ahead and kick it off, man.
Okay, I was talking to one of my boys, and he's ignorant.
Okay.
He said, let me loan $5 from you.
What?
That's ignorant.
Ignorant. Let me loan five dollars from you.
Yeah, that's some ignorant shit. That's that's like,
I got more lines from him, but that's just the first one.
Yo, that's, real talk, that's some ignorant shit. How in the fuck you gonna, yo, I don't even know how to come back on that, man. How in the fuck you gonna loan? Let me loan. No, niggas. Stop.
Yeah.
That's ignorant shit. Real talk on where they do that. If y'all got some more ignorant shit y'all want to put out there, it has officially begun. Real talk on where they do that radio, the number 347-934-0318. But real talk, man, yo, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to chop it up on where they do that radio. It's all about Ernest Benz. And like I said before, man, don't be afraid to say your ignorant shit, because on where they do that radio, you know what?
I don't give a fuck.
We don't. So real talk, don't be bashful. Just do what you got to do. It is what it is. So, all right, man. Yo, Legion done started off. Now, yo, give us that line one more time. What was the ignorant shit that did that get starting it off?
Let me loan $5 from you.
Let me loan $5 from you. Hell no. Real talk, I feel you. Yo, homie, hold the line. We finna see what's up. We finna see what's happening.
Yeah.
What they doing to that. On where they do to that radio, it's all about the urban experience. All about these G's checking in, doing what they do. Yo, real talk. Hey, the ignorant, I think we on to something, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that was up. You know, you hear ignorant shit all the time. I know I do. I hear a lot of ignorant shit. For real. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. I'm going to go to call line, see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller number two, if the last 4 digits is 0697.
Oh, that's me on the radio. That's me.
You are definitely locked in
live.
What's
up, Willie?
What's up? What's good with you, man? What we got checking in?
Yeah, we got to check in. You know, this is your boy Cass. I got to get one of them old requests in, you know.
Okay.
You know, but I'm still tripping on that. How can you get loan $5? How can you do that, bro?
You can't. That's just
you
ignorant.
Can't. That's real talk. That's different between ignorant.
I mean, for real, you know. I don't even think that exists, man.
Hey, that's just crazy. Real talk. Like I say, but that's the difference between ignorant and ignorant. That is straight up ignorant. Real talk. It is what it is. But yo, homie, why I got you locked in there? Where you calling from, homie?
Man, I'm coming from A State, man, up out of Arkansas. You hear me?
I hear you. Arkansas in the building.
All the way
Arkansas
down, man.
In the building.
Ask what's up.
In the
that's what I like
they
to hear.
They got you for a country fed, you know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
now,
I'm here kicking out with Tiggle. I'm just riding good up under that tent. You know how I do, but, you know, you just love all, you know.
Hey,
I'm here on the politics and all, bro. That's just crazy,
I'm,
man.
I like y'all swag out there, Missouri, Arkansas. Y'all
man,
got it popping. What is that, the Midwest? What is
man.
That considered out there?
No, that's a real dirty sound. I'm
okay,
straight
that's that dirty,
stuff.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the real,
right.
You know, the dirty, you know, but we're still
we're trying
too,
to get
so
out
yeah.
there and do some of these concerts.
Hey, now, what's up?
Yeah,
man?
Yeah, that's the show, though.
Hey, now, what's
up? You know, I want to send that request off on my boy CEO, you know what I'm saying? That
okay.
old Veronica,
okay.
you know, it's going down real good.
Okay, well, yo, what you want to hear from your man CEO the vet, man?
That old family, man.
Okay, you want to hear that? I'm filing real talk. We definitely got your homeboy. Yo, this is where they do that radio where we're featuring them local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And real talk, hell no, nigga, I can't loan you $5 for you.
You got dang right.
That's some bullshit.
You sure can't.
Y'all know what it is. Hey, real talk. Hey, I'm for real. I need some more ignorant shit. Y'all call me up, 347-934-0318 on where they do that radio. Holla at the boy.
Yeah, this your boy CO the Vet. I know I've been gone for a minute. I just been grinding. But I'm back now. And since I'm back, I gotta tell you this.
Right now, and I'm getting plenty of money. If you got hustle like you say, then you'll be getting some. It's money in the bag, and some old keep coming.
Uh-huh.
So I'ma keep stacking long as they don't run from me. I stay on my grind, I ain't letting shit slide. Just open up my pocket, couple G's inside. But when I get mad, get away and go chill on the yacht. Sitting back, concentrate, thinking about all the things I got. Mama always told me there'll be days like this, but she ain't never tell me that I be getting paid like this. Since I'm wearing in my bus, now I'm a lyrical bouncer. My career about to boost with a couple of contracts. What's up with your J-Dog? What's up to El Dirty? What's up with your squad up getting money so perfectly? Money in the bag, I belong gone. Somewhere on the yacht, thinking all the things I got. I've been on this grind. My money
guy.
I've been on this grind.
Since my been on this grind.
BeachPlanet.com.
Real talk, you know what it is. This is where they do it at Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. That's my man CO the Vet. Check out my man Cat Williams. This is
you
what
have
I'm
to be
talking
careful
about.
We make you notice shit you ain't supposed to notice. Like, I don't even give a fuck about politics no more because I done figured it out. All of the government is pimps. They all pimps because pimps say shit to you and then don't explain it. That's how our government do it. A pimp will have a woman in the car and be like, get out there and suck some dick. We're going to take over all of Stone Mountain. She don't ask no questions. She just, I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to do my motherfucking part. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. That's how the fuck our government treat us. Just tell us shit don't make no sense. What the fuck are we still doing in Iraq? Can somebody tell me? Ain't we killed everybody? That's why I love America. We some goddamn bullies. We don't give a shit. We be on CNN like, say our name, bitch. Say it. Say it three times. To see if we don't come over there and kill everybody. You don't believe we gangsters? Tell me what the Iraqi uniform look like. Don't worry, I'll wait. Because you ain't never seen that motherfucker. We ain't killing they army, nigga. We killing them. We over there killing niggas in sweatpants, tank tops, flip-flops, and a cowboy hat. You shouldn't have been talking shit. Our government pimps. They get on the news. They act like we ain't even over there killing real people. They don't never get on the news and say, today we killed 4 men, 3 women, and 2 children. They use a word niggas can't readily identify. Go out and get you some white friends. Get you some white motherfucking friends. You ain't got to sleep with them, but you going to need them motherfuckers. If you go to jail and call your nigga friends, these motherfuckers will interrogate you more than the goddamn police did. They'll have your ass on the phone. Where the fuck was you at? What the fuck was you doing? Why the fuck you ain't called me? Not your white friends. Them motherfuckers will be there by the time you hang up the phone, and they'll be madder than you. Just what the fuck did he do? Murder, murdered who? Look, I fucking known him for 2 weeks. He wouldn't fucking do something like that. Gotta love white people.
Yeah. Yo. It's that motherfucking nigga. I'm off some of this motherfucking LA Confidential, right? I got my homeboy Legion, the motherfucking legend in this bitch. What's up? I got my motherfucking nigga Marley Young in this motherfucker. You goddamn right. You feel me? Three of the hottest niggas in the city. I'ma tell that bitch, what?
Heard I'm back for a minute. I'ma show you niggas how to act for a minute. Put KC on the back for a minute. Stay back for a minute. Caution, I'm
high, high speed, baby, more, more.
Caution, I'm high,
high speed, baby, more, more.
Damn, heard I'm back for a minute. I'ma show you niggas how to act for a minute. Put KC on the back for a minute. Stay back for a minute. Caution, I'm
high, high speed, baby, more, more.
Caution, I'm high,
high speed, baby, more, more.
I'm siding with, check the watch, what time is time. We on that, I'm sound as shit.
They're
Bobby Dick, they're Bobby Dick and Bobby Brown. It's Bobby Street,
Tommy Clay,
that's common sense.
That mighty way,
tsunami twist. Now my nigga heard I'm back, I'm a minute. Cross your first, see the back, one a minute. You already know what back, you'll get it.
Can't be bad,
back to the business. I don't know about style, I'm gonna rap my shit. Long last day, get a red bone print. Can't too big, can't stand up black. Drop out money, I'll pay, let's get it.
Damn, I'm in another league, it's time for keys and shots. You looking at the MVP, so grab a bottle, pop the core. Kansas City is a town, how could they not support? Different side, cut the track, exactly what we dropped for. How you get the trophy without teamwork? I'ma put a group together, show you how my team works. Superman, we gon' blow that AC Dream cup. New boys on the block, we gon' make this team jump.
Damn, where you heard I'm back for a minute. I'ma show you niggas how to act for a minute. Put KC on the back for a minute, stand back for a minute. Caution, I'm I'ma show you niggas how to act for a minute. Put KC on the back for a minute. Stand back for a minute. Caution, I'm
high, high, speed, speed, more, more.
Caution, I'm high,
yeah. Speed, speed, more, more.
You ain't never put them on a map like I-I-C-A-N-I-C-O-N. I'm I-C-I-T-Y-I-B, but I don't need introduction. Look up in Key Lee's and the Marley, you gon' see them everywhere. Put KC and Mo on the map like they big treasure there. Fire out my derriere, I'ma leave them very scared. Candy cemetery, suckers getting buried there. Know my CD very well, flyer than a flyer. Motivation is the money, so I'm richer than prior. Retro J's on me, these before he retired. Overdose on
lyrics here, some niggas say I reach fire. Focus on, so I keep on spitting. Even if you copy, I'ma keep on flipping. One take, never with your topic, cause I got it, I'm positive. I keep on winning. Tired of teaching rookies. Yes, I just dismiss them now. Murky show up to your funeral and hand the tissues out. Hey, this ain't no game, boy. Upgrade the new way. Cock the PlayStation back. Hit them with the Blu-ray. Damn, where you heard, I'm back for a minute. I'ma show you niggas how to act for a minute. Put KC on the back for a minute. Stand back for a minute. Caution, I'm
and now, your feature presentation.
that makes you lose your mind. You know that kind that happens at the wrong damn time. Out of all people to see, ran into the man who left me. My heart was beating, my hands were shaking. What could I do? No.
They do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And yo, V Dub, hey, it's just like that, man. It's just like that feeling, of, you know, that vibe kind of. When you hear that song, what it make you feel like, man?
Sure, that's my surfing the net music. You know, the music you have going in the background while you're doing research on the internet, Googling stuff, yeah.
True, true, true. I feel you. Now, what's up?
That's some motivational music. I like that.
Hey, real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta get my folks motivated who on the other side of the fence. Cause I'm gonna represent. I represent everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. What we gonna kick off the Ignite Hour with my man, Legion of Legend, man. I can't get over that, man. I can't get over that. How did he say that shit? How did he say it? Let me get him back on one more time. Cause yo, real talk, I'm getting emails about it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Leisha, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm over here recording this track.
I hear you, man.
Right, you know, that music made you motivated, didn't it? That's working music.
All the music made me motivated. Hey, shout out to the last two records that you played, man. Some nice joints.
Hey, real talk, these artists are representing. I got to get you to give it to me one more time. The ignorant phrase for the day, man. Because, yo, real talk, hey, this is what's up. So one more time for all my new listeners on here.
Okay, he asked me, could he loan $5 from me? Said, let me loan $5 from me.
Could he loan $5 from me? God.
Yeah, what he said, let me loan $5 from me.
Let me loan $5 from me. Hell no. I feel you. Okay, I got it now. Real talk. It is what it is, man. Yo, you hear some ignorant shit in the hood, man. Just some ignorant shit. I'm sorry, man. You know, but you know what? I done got some of the best advice from ignorant niggas. Real talk, man. I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. You know, a while back, I'll say probably about a couple of years ago, I had a nigga that used to smoke hella weed. I mean, hella. This nigga, yo, he was one of these weed smokers. If you know what I'm talking about, you ever been around niggas that smoke so much weed? When you go in their house, the weed they smoke is so loud that when you get out, like you get out your car, you get in their car, you get in your car, the whole car smells like weed. 2 days later, when you go back to this nigga crib, you be like, you know what I'm saying? You be thinking about something, then you be like, oh man, I gotta go check out my homeboy. This nigga, yo, smoke weed all day long. The whole house smelled like weed, even when there was no weed in the house. That's just how it was popping up.
And those people that you need a gas mask to go in their house.
Yeah, you're like, God damn, shorty, man. I mean, you know, hey, how high is we trying to get, first of all? But anyway, the best advice, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to say the best advice. Shit that made me think, you know what I'm saying? He broke down the whole Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble shit to me, you know what I'm saying? I aired it on the air last year, but it was some real shit. And how he kicked it to me when he said, you know what? A lot of folks don't realize, you know what I'm saying, really what the business is, you know what I'm saying? But see, I be smoking, and I be paying attention. You know, he watched a lot of cartoons. So his whole deal was, what kind of hustler are you? Are you a Fred Flintstone, or are you a Barney Rubble? And so I was like, what the fuck you talking about? See, all right, check this out. He said, check this out, all right? Fred Flintstone, right? Fred Flintstone, he got the J-O-B. He's got the wife, the kid. This, that, and the other. Then he's got his little sidekick, Barney. And he always try to play Barney like he's a little, you know, the little flunky. But real talk, to me, and this is my man who's smoking all the weed, said, really, Barney is a harder hustler than Fred. I was like, nah, how you figure that? Because, you know, it's called a Flintstone. He said, I already know that bullshit. What I'm trying to tell you is Barney is the real hustler in this. He's like, check this out. You remember the episode, right? Where Fred and Barney used to work at the same place, right, at the Rock Crawl. They worked at the rock, you know, they worked at the little rock quarry, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Then one day, Barney, you know what I'm saying, they let Barney ass go. They fired Barney. They kept Fred. Y'all remember that episode where they went to work, Barney got laid off, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, but Fred was still going to work. Now, check this out. Barney being the true hustler that he was, Barney still got up every day with Fred, but Fred would drop Barney ass off where? On the corner. And Fred went to work. And then when Fred got off of work, where he picked Barney ass up at? On the corner. I was like, damn, that is right. It's like Barney out there getting it up. He grinding. Barney is a hustler. So I was like, okay. I said, give me another example. All right, now check this out. It gets deep now. It gets real deep. He said, check this out. You remember the episode? He said, let me ask you a question. Since you watch cartoons and you know this shit, how many cars does Fred Flintstone have? I was like, he got one. You know that little shit they put the little brontosaurus shit on it, flip over? He said, yeah. How many cars did Barney got? I said, one. He's like, nah, man, Barney got two cars. Check this out. Barney's got that little purple log, you know what I'm saying, that you see him in Betty be riding in. Then Barney's got a little drop top that he always keep parked in his garage. Barney's got two whips, you know what I'm saying. Barney came up, whatever, we never know what Barney's doing. We just know that for that point on, Barney was being dropped off on the corner, being picked up, you know what I'm saying? So, nigga making a lot of sense to a nigga. You know, I'm smoking too, so I'm like, okay, all right, go on. He said, now check this out. This gonna really kill it. He said, you remember the episode when him and Fred fell out, right? They fell out over a swimming pool. Guess who bought the pool? I said, well, Fred brought the pool. He said, no. Remember, Fred had a gambling problem. Every time Fred got in the jam, who did he call? Who always had stacks on deck? Barney. But you play Barney as so real talk. Nigga made a lot of sense to a nigga. So I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. So, you know, the question is, what kind of hustle is you? Are you a Fred Flintstone or are you a Barney Rubble? That's just real talk. I'm just saying, the nigga hit me with that shit and it has stuck with me to this day. So I'm just
Barney
saying.
Barney was a hustler too. He played pool, poker, bowling.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to have songs about that.
Hey, real talk. I'm trying to tell you, they try to play Barney as the lame, but Barney was, he was far from it. Barney just sat back in the cut. He counted his money. And he, you know what I'm saying, even with no job, he still kept a roof over his head, and he was always Fred go-to guy. You know what I'm saying? So that just make it, you know, but he broke, that nigga broke that shit down to me, man, real talk. I was like, damn it, yo, you either smoking some good shit, or this shit making sense to me. Because I'm like, damn, that is right. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Oh, for real. So, I mean, for all my hustlers out there, man, what kind of hustler are you? Are you a Fred Flintstone or a Barney Rubble, man? Y'all know my number. It's 347-934-0318. On where they do to that radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? You finna hear some of the realest artists in the game today. You know what I'm saying? The reason why where they do that radio is doing this thing ain't got nothing to do with us. It's all about these artists. Real talk, finna jump to the call line, finna see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where they doing it at, because y'all already know what it is. Yo, artists, let's see who we got checking in, man. Real talk on caller number two. Caller number two of the last four digits is 6141. Yo, we got 17,891 listeners live. 22 million in the queue on Last FM. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
What's good, J Dog? This is Miss Rare Breed.
What's up, Miss Rare Breed? What's good with you, Miss Rare Breed?
Nothing much. I missed the show. Like, by the time I got the text message, it was like 11 o'clock. I was like, well, they're not on.
We're still riding. You know what's
no,
up.
No, I'm talking about the other night. She's like, calling to the show. I'm like, oh, man, I done missed it.
Yeah, we had a late night, man. Real late night. You know what I'm saying? Having fun with the artists, doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah, as you can tell, we're feeling good up in the booth. Shit's going ham as usual. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like I was telling the man, yo, my man Legion the Legend, you know what I'm saying, he kicked us off with, you know, I had a friend of mine that was talking about, a new idea for the show, which we maybe should call it the Ignite Hour. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so wow.
Miss Rare Breed, now you got some friends that got some friends that got some friends that's in the hood, and you hear some lot of ignorant shit in the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I'm just saying, real talk, it is what it is, you know. Now, it's a flip side to it, too. Now, I done heard some shit that made me think. I done heard some real shit in the hood, too. You know, just like I was saying, my example was, you know, I had a homie that smoked a lot of weed, and he broke down this whole Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble shit.
I heard it. I'm like, man, I caught it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. But when you said it, kind of made sense. I'm like, this makes sense.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hey, that's real. I mean, he broke it down. So I'm just saying, what to Miss Rare Breed, putting you on blast, what is the most ignorant shit you have heard this week?
Ah, man. I'm sorry, but then we got to kick it off with Saturday when the world was going to end at 6 o'clock.
Okay, there you go. The world's going to end at 6 o'clock. You know that man had... Man, stop. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm looking like the Bible clearly states that no man knows, not even Jesus.
That's
so,
right.
Who are you telling? And he gave it time, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Man was real specific. He said at 6 a.m. exactly 13 seconds after the arm passes 6, we will be raptured. And I'm like, wait a minute, this crack a little too...
I was like, oh wow. And then the nigga 89, I'm like, this nigga is senile. Y'all listening to him? He 89.
Yeah, hey, you know, there's senile, and then there's too much free time.
Free radio. Yeah, okay.
Too much free time.
Like, they make it so bad. Like, you know, a friend of mine, don't say it like that, called me and was like, is your world shaking? Nigga, is your world shaking? I'm finna shake you. You called me with this. I was like, okay, wow, really?
At real talk, I'm just saying, you know, call, you know, when he made that announcement last week on Sunday night and all that during the week, I kept saying, you know, I don't know, man. You know, if it did end, okay. if you trill and you real, you know what the business is, you know what's up.
I mean, but it's nothing, but it's like the media is going to make a mockery of Christians, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, if it was coming, why weren't you on your knees? Why are you around here telling people? Get on your knees and pray.
Exactly. I'm telling you, he might have would have convinced me if he would have just answered.
He couldn't get on his knees. He's just old.
Yeah, he couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Somebody sent in an email saying, you know what I'm saying, the world ain't coming to an end, his world coming to an end. He probably going to die on that day. I mean, I'm just real. That's what he said. He said the man's about 150 years old.
He has
disappeared,
you know what I'm saying? I really think he probably committed suicide and died and never called his phone.
I think he in protective custody because all these people that gave money to his church, they looking for him now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But he didn't have a church. I thought he had just a radio station or something like that.
And I heard that his radio thing was connected to a church and a couple other ministries. And one guy made a real direct point. I mean, he said, I'm not an atheist or nothing. I'm just saying, man, if the rapture happens on the 21st and everybody go and I'm still here, can I get my money back? And I was like, you know, I'm just saying, but when he said it, it kind of made sense, too. I'm like, damn, that is something to think about. You know, I'm like, damn, if I miss it, you know, and he was real blunt. He was like, the only reason why I'm giving money to this cause is because, you know, I'm trying to get right. But if I miss the boat, I'm going to need that money so I can get right, you know, because, shit, it ain't going to get no better according to what you're saying. 5 months of torment coming right, you know, so I'm trying to get it right. And Buddy said, well, you asking the wrong one because I ain't going to be here. So he's like, that ain't what I asked you. I said, can I get my money back? My money will be here. It ain't being raptured, damn it. What's the refund policy on this whole shit? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, yeah, that was, you're right, Ms. Rebry. That was probably the most ignorant shit we have heard in a long time.
Seriously. Oh, I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
As you know, like, my mom passed away like a year ago, and I vowed not to cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my hair.
Oh, no. You cut your hair. How short is your hair, Charlie?
It's not that short. Because, you know, if anybody knows this red brief, know my hair is down my back. My natural hair is down my back.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cut a little bit. I cut about 7 inches, like, in the front. I didn't cut at all. I ain't crazy.
Good grief. Oh, I feel you.
Like, I got people who not even family. They be threatening me. Like, this one lady, she's talking today. Threatened
me today. She's
like,
Sophia,
please don't touch it. I kid you. I'm like,
I could
swear the hair that's on my head is attached to my body.
True. That's true. I mean, that's true. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this. You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely any woman has a right to do whatever she feels she needs to do to, you know, to make things better in her world and do what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? So who are we to judge what you want to do? You know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm also going to say this, too. I'm going to say this too. The only thing I have a problem with is, fellas, y'all got to back me up. Please, fellas, press one on the dial. Please back me up because, see, I got Ms. Real Breed on one end. I got V-Dub just waiting to drop kick me in the face if I say it wrong. But I'm going to say it like this. I have a problem with, all right, like you say, you got hair running down your back, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, all right, on Monday it's running down your back, and then on Tuesday is, you know, you can use a wave brush. I kind of have a problem with that because I'm like, wow. I'm like, well, okay, but I mean, you have a right to do whatever. I'm just saying, I've seen women hair so short, they got more waves than I do, man. That's real talk, man. I'm like, wow.
With that, so women like to switch it up, you know what I'm saying? Women don't like to be saying, oh, okay, men are creatures of habit. Y'all really don't like for things to change unless you're changing them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Most men don't like short hair. Some men don't have a preference. But black men like long hair.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's something that I've noticed. But my hair is still long. You know, I can do that. I can cut my hair because, you know what, it's going to be back in the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
I can do this. Some black women can't cut their
exactly.
hair.
Exactly. I just want to say, now, I think
take care of their hair.
I think some women thought that, too.
Everybody that know me knows I cut mine, like, every 2 years.
I feel you.
Yeah. And it comes right back. And it's
it comes right back.
It takes me 3 hours because we, you know, here in Georgia, pollen. especially in the summertime and springtime. You have to wash your hair like every 2 days.
True. I feel you. I mean, that's real. I can dig it.
And
I,
it ain't no such thing as just blow drying and then it bounce back in. No, you got a flat iron curl, roller set,
you know,
wrap.
That
can't just wash it and go.
No, that's
yeah,
that commercial.
I don't think men understand that.
Yeah,
no,
they don't. So, listen up here, loving all this lush, long hair. Okay, you got to wait 3 hours for me to show up when we got a date. You got to, because it just takes that much time to do everything. You got to put it under the dryer.
True.
And then they always want to either put you in a bubble bath or take you to the beach or swimming or something.
Thank you. Fella, please call in, Johnny. Real, I'm telling you, though, I'm a creature of habit, dude. I will say that. I am a creature.
Humidity and water. 3 hours. 3 hours.
Y'all know
but
that.
You know what? I was like, look, you want to take me to get wet? You finna pay for it.
Thank you. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Got to have a hair appointment set up on vacation, boo. Want
to take me to the beach? You finna pay for it. But you know what? Like, me being from Florida, I'm from the water, so I go jump in the pool real quick.
Okay.
That's just me.
See, you landlocked here in the A, and you talking about water and stuff, boo.
I know, y'all suck.
You fuck around and take some of these women that's from the A out there to that water,
gotta,
just like it just said. Your ass
have to come out your pocket, or you got to wait.
You better ask her for about $200-$300, shawty, because when she come out of that shit, she's going to be like looking like a chip.
And look, me and Ms. Rare Bree, we're not discussing women that wear weave and you get them wet. We talk natural hair women that got long hair. So just imagine if you got the weave wearers
and
you get them wet.
They straight.
They gotta pay for the product that's on their head.
Yeah.
It better be human hair. You know, human hair be like, cut it off
the pack. That's right. I mean, real talk, I feel like I done seen folks go in the pool, come out.
Glue and thread ain't cheap.
I done see folks jump in the pool, come out, look like a chia pet. Now,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. What? That thread get wet.
You better put a stocking cap on that shit, man. Come on, now. God.
You know we got to be pretty.
Yeah.
Real
get the wet set look,
bro. Put a stocking cap.
Put a stocking cap on. Yeah, do rag it up, shawty. Y'all know what y'all need to do. Y'all wild, man.
It's the truth. That's why it's so wild. It's so true.
It is. I'm for real.
That's
no,
up,
for the women. For the women who cheap and wear that synthetic, boy, you get that synthetic.
Lord.
Oh,
oh man,
that's a whole other species.
I'm like, dang, I feel so sorry.
Man, you just gotta pray for him. That's all, you know. Like, man,
yeah,
that shit get wet. I mean, that's why you see when it rains in Atlanta, man. A lot of women, man, they be bobbing and weaving, man, because that shit get wet.
Oh yeah.
Be
oh,
fucked
yeah.
up, man. They be looking like a chicken.
Especially in front of the grocery store. You'll hit somebody quick darting out of the grocery store. Or
hell yeah.
And start to rain.
Run your ass over like the Green Bay Packers trying to get to that car, man. For real. Like, yo, man, what is the deal? It's rain, shawty. I just got my fuck around if you want.
Hair is big business, y'all. I'm telling you. Hair is big business. You can import and export hair like crack.
God damn.
You can. I had a potential client that called me and said she needs some marketing. I said, okay, so what do you do? She said she imports and exports Dominican hair. Weave.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
She said that. I was like, okay, cool.
Goodness, man.
It's big business.
I'm for real. Hey, you know what I'm saying? For all my hustlers out there, the new crack is weed.
Yeah, weed. Weave
real
is
talk.
Big business.
Look, I don't care what kind of recession we in or whatever they might call it. Yo, hair products is not going nowhere.
The smartest thing to do if you're going to do weave is just go on overseas and go to them temples and stuff where they cutting the stuff off their head and get a part of the donation. So I'm telling you. Get a donation. Like, yeah, get part of it. Go get you a trash bag and just go to them temples where they cutting off their, because that's what it is. That's what it is. That's hair off somebody's head.
Ooh, well, you know what?
Well, when you buy human hair, it is. I don't know about the synthetic.
Human
hair. I mean, there's no money in synthetic like that. Get you a trash bag and go to them temples.
I'm not a hair connoisseur, but I'm just wondering, how did you make synthetic hair? I'm kind of interested in
it. It's like plastic or something.
I was just about to say, I think that's plastic. Yeah.
It's like a plastic. It's like some form of plastic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But they put some sort of chemical on it, because it's something, you know, like, I can't wear synthetic. I break out. I have to wear human hair.
I'm supposed to say, you know, we're black folk, man. We got real sensitive skin. You know, we you just can't put all kind of shit on black folk's head.
Sweetie. Human hair, y'all listeners, human hair come off somebody's head previous to the head that it's on.
It does not come from a horse.
No, it's all it's off somebody's head. A live person was had that. They grew that.
They grew that, it got cut, and now it's yours.
They manufacture it, you know, spray some sheen on it, bundle it together, and they put it in a package and sell it.
God damn, that's a mean hustle, man. Yo, all my hustlers out there, man, y'all need to call your folk, man. Send them folks over there, bring it back.
Gave
real
myself
talk.
An idea, man. Human hair, man.
You can't bring that stuff back. You got to get this through customs.
Yeah, it got to go through customs.
Go to customs with some human hair. Try to explain that shit to the damn security. See how that shit goes. They're gonna be like,
you definitely have to have a license.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, first
of all,
they ain't worrying about the crack you smuggling on there. They worrying about that synthetic hair that you trying to pass up on there. You got a license to that shit, man. Real talk, hit it here with it. Y'all wild. Real talk. Oh, where they do that radio, man. It's been real. It's been real, man. 2 hours fly when you're having fun. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. We're going to be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. Real talk. Y'all know what it is. It's not nothing to do with myself, J-Dawg, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. You know, it's about you guys, the artists, and you guys, the fans. So, as long as you guys keep doing what you do, yo, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yo, 2011 is upon us. The summer's right around the corner. Yo, we're going to give you more information on that pool party. Real talk, for all y'all that's coming to the pool party, y'all done heard of a B-Dub and my girl, Miss Rare Bree. If you got that synthetic shit, bring you. Because you know what I'm saying?
A shower cap.
That chlorine is going to fuck your shit up. Now, I'm trying to tell you, you're going to look like a, you know, we're going to have cameras there. So y'all get it right now. Y'all get it right. Y'all know what it is. Real talk. Hey, y'all wild as hell, man. Only way they do that radio is all about the urban experience. Y'all know the numbers. 347-934-0318. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You know what it is. Holla at your boy and your girl. You know what it is. Peace.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.